This is Louis Navelier. It is Thursday, February 16th. Well, there's no way to sugarcoat this. I did not like this week's economic news, period. The consumer price index, the producer price index, which came out today, are both declining on a trailing 12-month basis, but I just don't like the details, period. It looks like, if anything, inflation is trying to level off at a fairly high rate that's going to annoy a lot of us for a long time. So this is causing one Fed official, Laurette Meister, who's the Cleveland Fed president, to basically call for a 50 basis point increase. Now, she doesn't sit on the Federal Open Market Committee. Not all Fed presidents vote. But she's an influencer. And even more important than her is, look at the 10-year Treasury yield. The 10-year Treasury yield is up to 3.86. It's up 50 basis points in the last couple weeks. So that's a big deal. Okay, you can't fight market rates. Now, the other thing that's interesting is this retail sales report that we had was obviously massive, but it was probably distorted by seasonal adjustments, as was the January payroll report. The next few months, a lot of the seasonal adjustments will be down, okay? So, you know, Wall Street was hoping for weak economic news so the Fed wouldn't raise rates. Now that we have strong economic news, plus strong, plus persistent inflation, the Fed obviously is going to have to raise rates and get in line with market rates. There's another development coming out, foreign buying pressure of our treasuries is relentless. So, you know, we're running these huge deficits. I think the New York Times said budget deficit will be up another $19 billion in the next 10 years. But we're basically mortgaging the country to foreigners. Now, we have a strong dollar. We got pretty high rates. We've got better growth than a lot of other countries. So whether that's right or wrong is another matter. But I just want you to know that the foreign buyers are bigger than ever in our treasuries. And whether that's right or wrong, that's where we are at this moment. Now, by the way, when a country says they're going to sell our treasuries and stuff, that's an empty threat, just so you know. We're the biggest, most liquid country out there. But anyway, I just find it very interesting that the foreign buying pressure is so hot and heavy in our treasuries right now. But yields are going higher because people want to be compensated for the inflation risks they're taking. Okay, what else is going on? We're still having earnings come out, and the earnings are working. They're drop-kicking and driving the stocks higher. So the stocks I have up today basically just announced. So that's good. The tanker companies are doing very good. Now, tanker companies are only in our most aggressive portfolios, but they are busy transferring oil, okay, selling refined product. You know, the U.S. sells a lot of refined product, always has. We've been exporting crude oil, okay? Crude oil goes to where it's shortest, okay? So we don't take the oil in the Gulf of Mexico and send it to California. That's not efficient, okay? The oil in the Gulf of Mexico and the refined product can go to the Bahamas and to other places where it's needed, okay? Now, so the shipping of oil has become a big deal. There's a lot of transfers at sea right now because the G7's allowing Russia to do that. They don't want Russia to curtail production too fast. But the Russian production is going to get curtailed anyway because there's sanctions. You know, equipment has to be upgraded. And if Russia shuts down anything in the Arctic, it's hard to restart it. The pipelines have to be drained. You can't have those pipelines freeze. You know, when oil's running through there, it doesn't freeze, okay? But it looks like Russia's going to have to shut down more and more of their production. They're already down 1.5 million barrels a day now, where they were a year ago. We're stopped draining the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. So I'm very comfortable with my energy bet, okay? So shipping stocks look good. The energy stocks are still very good. I know I had Devin disappointed, but, you know, their earnings are still going to be growing. And they're a huge natural gas supplier, especially to LNG, so Devin will be fine. Still pay a big dividend. The other area that's looking good is we do have the few techs we recommend are doing amazingly well. We're in cloud computing. We're in chip manufacturing, okay? And NVIDIA will be announcing soon, and they have positive analyst revisions. They dominate the AI chips that go into Mercedes and things like that. They had a very good CES show. So NVIDIA, I've been whipsawing the stock before. I don't like to be whipsawed in it because a lot of us have low basis. And so this won't be their best quarter, but I think their guidance will be very, very important. Otherwise, the main thing is this remains what we call a 15% market where you just got to be in the creme la creme and benefit from that. The markets are going to oscillate now because of all this economic news we've had and fears of higher Fed rates. These oscillations are normal, okay, at the end of an earnings season. Sometimes stocks will have to burp, for lack of a better word, consolidate their gains. I expect the oscillations as we get into March to moderate. March is a seasonally strong month, as is April, so things will firm up a bit. But the bottom line is we are in a very interesting stock picking market right now. I'm very comfortable with my bets, but I do want you to know that things have changed this week because of economic news. So that's the main message I have for you folks, so hang in there. One last thing I do want to remind you folks is our P ratios are much lower than the overall market, especially when you look at forecasted. So our stocks will always be more resilient and should continue to benefit from persistent institutional buying pressure. That's that quant thing that I have on all my databases, you know, that quant score. That's measuring that institutional buying pressure out there. So I remain very confident that things will be okay. So that's it. It's Louis Navalier. I'll keep updating these podcasts during fast market conditions. Hang in there, folks. I know it's going to be a little rough out there, and I know it stresses some of you out. But as long as you have good stocks, they'll have good earnings, you don't have to worry. Take care, everybody. Louis Navalier.